Recorded Books and One Click Digital present This Violent Land by William W. Johnstone with J. A. Johnstone. Narrated by Jack Garrett. Chapter 1. Northwest Colorado Territory, August 1870. The snow-capped crag known as Zenobia Peak towered above the two men on the small, grassy plain at its base. At some point in the past, a slab of rock in the shape of a crude rectangle had tumbled down into the field from those rugged slopes above. The rock was small enough that one man could move it, if he was a very strong man. The rock sat up on its end, the passage of time having sunk its base slightly into the earth. That, along with the sheer weight of it, discouraged anyone from tampering with it, which was good, because the stone marked a place special to the two men who stood beside it. A simple legend was chiseled into the rock. Emmett Jensen, born 1815, died 1869. The few words couldn't sum up the man's life. It took memories to do that. Smoke Jensen stood at the grave of his father, his hat in his hands, and remembered. The images that went through his mind seemed to have a red haze over them. His father and his older brother Luke going off to war. The evil in human form, riding up to the hardscrabble Jensen farm in the Missouri Ozarks. His sister being raped. His mother brutally gunned down. And the vengeance he had ultimately taken on the animals responsible for those atrocities, Billy Bartell and Angus Chardine. Red was the color of that vengeance. Red for blood. The memories cascaded faster and faster through his thoughts, out of all order. They were each part of what had made him the man he was. Hearing about the death of his brother in the great conflict that had split the nation. His father's return after the war, to find nothing left to hold him and his son, the only remaining Jensens, on the farm. His sister Janie leaving. No telling where she was, or if she was even still alive. And the day Emmett Jensen and his son, whose given name was Kirby, set off for the frontier, bound for the unknown. Battles with the Indians. Meeting the old mountain man called Preacher, who gave him his current name.
Smoke'll suit you just fine, so smoke it'll be.
His father's killing. The long and so far fruitless search for the men responsible. Smoke scrubbed a boot in the dirt, and the reputation building around him as one of the fastest guns the West had ever seen. Years of memories, long bloody years, had come back to him in a matter of heartbeats. He drew a deep breath and looked down at the rock-turned tombstone, glad that time and the elements had not erased the words he had chiseled there. Preacher stood some distance away, having told Smoke that he needed some private time with his pa. It was hard to know if Emmett could really hear him, but Smoke spoke to his father anyway, telling him what he had done, how he had settled part of the score for the wrongs done to the Jensen family, and that he wasn't done yet, not by a long shot. He stood there in silence for another moment, then he put his hat on and turned toward Preacher.
"He was real proud of you, boy," the old mountain man said. "I know that for a fact, same as I am."
The lump in Smoke's throat wouldn't let him reply.
"Where are you going now?"
Preacher asked, as they walked back to their horses.
"I'm heading back to Denver to turn in my badge. I don't reckon I'll be needing it anymore."
Preacher scratched his beard-stubbled jaw.
"Oh, I wouldn't be so quick to do that, Smoke. A tin star can come in mighty handy from time to time."
He paused, then added,
"Most specially
Sample complete. Ready to continue?